fearlessly wielded a 42-ounce bat with presence and style, combining plate discipline and power to become one of the game's most intimidating hitters during a notorious pitcher's era.
That was the first line of Phillies legend Dick Allen's shiny new Hall of Fame plaque, as read by Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred. KYW's Vic Ragapathy has more on Allen's induction.
Although he is not physically here to accept the honor, I assure you, he is with us.
Willa Allen paying tribute to her late husband, Dick, sound from the Baseball Hall of Fame. As a Philly, Allen won the 1964 National League Rookie of the Year and led the NL in OPS in 66 and 67.
But his statistics tell only part of the story.
Allen faced discrimination as the first black star of the Phillies, the NL's last team to integrate. Media members called him Richie, despite his insistence that his name was Dick. Through it all, though, Willa Allen says her husband remained deeply kind-hearted.
The ground crew, the cooks in the kitchen, the clubhouse staff, the vendors, the custodians. He had to greet every one of them every time.
Conflicts with the team led to Allen spending 5 prime years in other cities, including Chicago, where he won an MVP. But the city and Allen himself enjoyed a heartwarming reunion in 1975 and 76.
He loved the city. He loved the energy. And most of all, yes, he loved the fans.
The Phillies retired Allen's number 15 in 2020, 3 months before he died at 78. Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.